Hello, good morning. I trust you are now awake and enjoying a leisurely Sunday morning, perhaps listening to your favorite music. Or perhaps you are inactive, and so active that you are out on your bike, or on your hike, or your walk. If you are any of these, then I have an interesting question to ask you. And perhaps I have an interesting bit of information to give you. If, however, you are not any of these and are still snugly wrapped up in bed, then I may also have a message for you. But it may not be so loud and clear. You see, I came across several bits of news lately, and they all relate to how some of the old things we used 20 or 30 years ago are coming back. I'm sure you are well aware that vinyl has reclaimed its place as a means of giving us the music and songs we like or we liked. Somehow, discerning listeners have recognized the purity of the sound and the resonance in the recorded material on these discs. They perhaps compare it with the rather tinny sounds we have been used to getting from our CDs. People even began to cherish the smell and the feel of the vinyl record albums and also the very artistic covers of the album sleeve. Even more interesting, the dear old cassette is making its comeback. This is so interesting because any one of us, apart from our teenagers who may not have heard of anything I mentioned here, would recall the agonies and frustrations of the scratched record on our turntable, or the cracked bit that keeps on repeating the same bit of the tune again and again. So now you know what we mean when we tell our child to stop repeating things like a cracked record. I do remember also the utter distress I got so many times when someone, or indeed myself, pulled the slender tape of the cassette and it all mangled up. It used to take such a long time to slowly and patiently wind the tape back. And what an achievement it was when we did manage to do that properly. But even then, the cassette gave us yet more grief at times. People of a certain age will recall how it was at times difficult to decide which side of the was playing. More often than not, you began with the wrong side, and if you wished to rewind, it was potluck if you got it right first time. These were all the challenges of the time, and I recall the first CD broadcast on the BBC Radio 3, when by chance I was listening when on a long journey in the car. The presenter announced with great joy and pride that this is the first time that this new type of music canning is to be broadcast. And I was all ears to try to identify whether it's any better than what we have. I remember I was mildly impressed, but because I was in a car and not in a more quiet place, I did not pass immediate judgment. Well, this is now history. But the exciting thing is that history is coming back. I say this while wishing and hoping against hope that my age will also be turned back. But, alas, there is no readily available clock that would do this. So perhaps I should settle with some good memories and take joy in seeing old things coming back. Now, I said earlier on that if you are not on your bike or on your walk, there is some old thing coming back as well. I was so interested to read that the ektachrome camera film is being remanufactured again. Well, you have to be well past your teens before you will know what I'm talking about. These were the rolls of film you had to patiently put into the camera, of course not a digital one, and snap your shots until you get to the end. Then you open the back of the camera after you've rolled back the film, and then you take the film, well sealed, to a photography shop for development. You had the negatives and the positives, and at least you can share them with people around rather than having to pass around your camera or your mobile as you do nowadays. Even the Polaroid is making a comeback. This is the instant plate picture you get one at a time. Now, this is exciting stuff. I say this with the joy of realizing the beauty of every human endeavor that has proved useful for the world. It may be superseded, but its effect or its comeback is always a source of pleasure, even if old-fashioned. So I want to end this exciting phenomenon on a philosophical note. How lovely it would be if humanity can rediscover the joyful moments of the past, when good and momentous events had occurred. I'm thinking of the return of the spiritual values taught to us by the divine messengers like Moses, Jesus, and Muhammad, and now Baha'u'llah. When the early believers in all these religions suffered indignations and persecutions, they stood their ground. Only this way did the message take root and flourish and be seen now everywhere. The message of peace that followed the Second World War, the setting up of the United Nations and the war reparations, and the reconciliation between the warring nations, all this are good parts of the history of the world. We need all these even more now, even if we call them old-fashioned. The smell and feel of peace is what our senses need most. So let us enjoy the comeback of the old and pray for the comeback of the ultimate human endeavor in the cause of the peace of the world. Goodbye.
If you've enjoyed this podcast, why not keep up to date with The Sound of Surrey by listening live at brooklandsradio.co.uk or through our free mobile app.